We now bring to these microphones David James for our weekly conversation together as we look at issues confronting the body of Christ, Christians in our world today, who may have some questions as to how they must look at certain issues, but it has to be biblical in basis for you to be able to move ahead with your understanding of God's word and plan for whatever may be the case. David James is out in the Philippines. David, you still out there having a great time in ministry?
Yes, I am. I just finished up my teaching at Word of Life, and now I'm in Manila right now speaking at one of the largest Christian schools in the world, about 3,000 students, grades K through 11.
David, praise the Lord for the good meetings that you're having out in the Philippines. We're so excited about the Lord's ministry through you across this world. Last week, we briefly mentioned that the predicted collapse of the stock market did not happen on September the 14th, as everybody thought, even though the whole world seemed to be holding its breath. Although we've discussed the overall issue several times before, I thought it might be helpful if you would briefly explain for some of our listeners what it is that we're talking about before we get into some of the details about the failed Shemitah and Blood Moon predictions.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, Jonathan Kahn, who wrote the book The Harbinger, wrote another book called The Mystery of the Shemitah. And it is about the Jewish Sabbath year, a seven-year cycle that God commanded in the law of Moses, that on the seventh year, the nation of Israel was neither to plant nor reap during that seventh year, and he would provide three times the necessary produce in the sixth year to carry them through the sixth year, the seventh year, and then through to the harvest in the eighth year. And he claims that he has found a pattern in history, in the recent U.S. history, that seems to show that the U.S. stock market has been collapsing on a regular basis on roughly a seven-year cycle, and he attributes that to the Shemitah. And, of course, this is tied also to the blood moons that you mentioned, which was discovered by Mark Biltz, for a series of four total lunar eclipses, beginning with spring of 2014 occurring on Jewish feast days last year and this year, and then the last lunar eclipse, full lunar eclipse, happened last Monday.
Now, when we're talking about the Shemitah, or the Sabbath year, or the Sabbath cycle, I understand the book of Leviticus chapter 25 is God giving that to the Jewish people. Would you not agree?
Well, that's absolutely true. Just as the worship and on the seventh day of rest each week was given to Israel, exclusively to Israel as part of the law of Moses, the Sabbath year, just as the Sabbath day was also a part of the law of Moses, and there's no indication that any nation but Israel would be affected by that. And, you know, when you think about the fact that Jesus Christ fulfilled the law, there's no reason to think that it was would affect any other nation.
Well, by making that statement, then we are basically saying if you have a proper hermeneutic and you're studying the book of Leviticus, the 25th chapter, and you talk about the Shemitah or the Sabbath year, it's absolutely impossible to affect any other nation, isn't it?
Well, that's true. You know, when we talk about a hermeneutic, a proper hermeneutic, we're talking about approaching the Bible and interpreting it according to certain principles, and we would say that we use a literal, grammatical, historical hermeneutic. And one of the key issues when interpreting the Bible correctly, handling the Word of God in a responsible way, means that you understand the historical context, but more importantly, you understand the literary context, which means that you look at who wrote certain passage of Scripture and to whom it was written and why it was written and its purpose, and then you understand and interpret it correctly in that context so that you can apply it correctly. And there's really no way to apply the Sabbath day on a weekly basis, or the Sabbath year, the Shemitah cycle, to any nation but Israel, because the Mosaic law was given only to the nation of Israel.
You know, David, I was recently discussing Jonathan Kahn's failed predictions on Brandon House's program. I do that on a Friday basis. We talk about the Middle East, but we were talking about prophecy as well. And afterward, Jonathan Kahn sent Brandon an email, and it included my name in it, that we'd been discussing him. And he said that he had never made any such prediction, and he actually asked for a retraction. Should we even consider retracting what we said?
Not at all. You know, it is true that he has repeatedly said that he doesn't want to put down a specific date and God doesn't have to do anything according to our timetable. But lest anybody forget, he wrote two books, and specifically the second book, pointing to September 14th of this year, and that this was the possibility of the completion of this current Shemitah cycle as if something was going to happen. You know, I had somebody comment on my website about this, and I think it's an excellent analogy. And he said, you know, the disclaimers that Jonathan Kahn has been giving is very similar to the disclaimer that comes before or after an infomercial. But what is being sold and what is being hyped and is said so much about the product so overwhelms the disclaimer that people forget about the disclaimer. And the fact is that people all across the internet that I'm seeing are really coming out of the woodwork, coming out against it, because there are literally tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people who are realizing that they have been taken in by this and believe something that simply isn't true, in spite of the fact of these disclaimers that he has given.
Well, you know, we're talking about Jonathan Kahn. He is a public figure. He has written these books, and his television interviews with many Christian personalities across the spectrum, he's talked about these things as if they were absolute and going to be fulfilled. But now that the last day of the Shemitah year cycle has come and gone with nothing happening, has Jonathan Kahn admitted that he may have been wrong, or is he trying to revise anything and everything he said?
Well, he absolutely is, I would say, revising in two ways. One, if he says that he was so clear in giving this these disclaimers so that it was impossible for anybody to misunderstand, then I would have to ask the question is, why is it within the past 2 weeks he has already recorded two separate videos talking about the fact that he had issued disclaimers and that he had always said this? So if it had been so clear, then why has he had to do this? Secondly, he's now saying that anything could happen from now until September of 2016, and is doing so on the basis that this is what he has called a super Shemitah, and what he means by that is the Jubilee year, which is the 50th year after seven Shemitah or Sabbath year cycles. Now, the problem with this is, even Jonathan Kahn admits in his book, Mystery of the Shemitah, is that the nation of Israel does not even know when the Jubilee is. The Jubilee year was lost back at the time that the Assyrians invaded and the Babylonians invaded before 500 BC, and so the Jubilee has not been observed for we're looking at now about 2,500 years. So now to call this a Jubilee and say anything can happen is just more pounding the pulpit, but not backing up or retracting in the least.
Well, there's another event, David, that we need also to talk about, and it's been getting a lot of attention as well, which has also now come and gone, and there's no result of what everybody was talking about would happen, and that's talking about the blood moon, Tetrad, and it's come and gone. Nothing happened.
That's exactly right. As I mentioned earlier, last Sunday evening, Monday morning, the 27th and 28th of September came and went, the last in this tetrad, a series of four lunar eclipses on Jewish feast days in 2014 and 2015. Mark Biltz, who is the one who discovered this back in 2008, in spring of 2008 at that time, he was predicting that the tribulation might start in the fall of that year, 2008, with the second coming of Christ in 2015. Now here we are 7 years later, and last year, exactly 1 year ago, he was on the Jim Baker program, and he said he believed that we have 1 year to prepare. And then he made the statement statement that if the tribulation doesn't start in September of this year, then it can't start for another 7 years. There couldn't be anything more dangerous in hyping people up and then backing back down and causing people to think that they now have 7 years before anything major is going to happen. It's just a travesty of what's being done with the Word of God.
You mentioned Mark Biltz, who was the first one to come up with the Blood Moon Tetrad. John Hagee also wrote a book. I think he probably got the idea from Mark. And he even produced a movie about the Blood Moon Tetrad as well. By the way, I must reveal that indeed we have done additional research, additional to what David does. Our son, my son Jim Jr., went over and attended John Hagee's church on the Sunday that all this was supposed to be happening, when the Blood Moon was supposed to cause all types of prophecies to be fulfilled. It was quite interesting. He took about 3 minutes to say something about the Blood Moon, and then he started teaching on prophecy. And actually, he was fairly good on prophecy, I have to be honest with you. He said the next event is the rapture of the church. But these guys are waffling. They're not coming out with, indeed, how they ought to be responding and say, hey, I'm sorry, I made a mistake.
Well, that's absolutely right. And you know, the subtitle of John Hagee's book is Something is About to Change. And he's been saying all along, something big is about to happen. How do you walk back something like that when they claim to not be date-setting, and yet they engage in what I would call soft date-setting? They put all this out there. You know, you wonder how far we're going to have to go down this road. And the other thing is, how many people are going to turn away from Bible prophecy and Bible teaching altogether and then be caught unawares if the rapture does occur in the next few days, weeks, months, or years?
David, is there a connection between the Shemitah and the Blood Moon Tetrad?
Well, there wouldn't have to be, but the fact is that Jonathan Cahn includes a section in his book about the Blood Moon Tetrad, and in fact is both Mark Biltz and Jonathan Cahn have been regular fixtures on the Jim Baker program, which is even another issue because Jim Baker is peddling survivalist supplies because he is a post-tribber, believes that the church will go through the tribulation, so he's creating a market of fear, they are being accomplices, and then he's getting rich selling into that market of fear.
Well, as you've been staying on top of this, David, and watching the reaction, especially on the internet, has it been the reaction of the fact that September has now come and gone with nothing happening and the people are very much concerned about these so-called prophecies?
Yes, that's exactly right. And as I mentioned earlier, that's what I've been seeing. But I think the most important thing about this, as far as this reaction is concerned, we're not talking about skeptics. As I have people, and I'm interacting with people, particularly on my website as well as on some internet forums, what I'm finding is that this reaction is coming from solid Bible-believing Christians who believe the Bible, who believe in the rapture. We're not talking about mockers and scoffers. We're talking about people who take the Bible seriously are taking these guys to task, as well they should.
Yes, absolutely, and that's indeed why we are having this conversation today. One final thought from you, David. From a biblical perspective, and we always go to the bottom line, God's Word, what do you see as the significance of all of this, and how should the body of Christ deal with this and other issues like it?
Well, you know, the question I would have to ask is, how many times does this have to happen before we learn? In Matthew 24, Jesus says that no one will know the day or the hour, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. And interestingly, in Mark chapter 13, Jesus adds the statement, and not even the Son. Jesus is the one who created the universe, put all this into motion, lunar tetrads, the Mosaic law, all of this, and he said no one will know the day or the hour, and yet people keep trying to predict it, and people keep falling for it. And the bad thing about this one is it caught people on a much bigger scale in the millions than anything prior to this.
David James, and we always get together for a weekly conversation, as you can tell if you've been listening to this one. It's a very important conversation about issues that the body of Christ needs to have a biblical understanding of. David, thank you so very much, and have great ministry out there. Journey's Mercies, I guess you'll be back next week for us here in America.
Lord willing, I'll be back in the States for next week's discussion.